You're listening to SBS News.
Dramatic vision shows a China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 flying from the southwestern city of Kunming to Guangzhou, suddenly descending rapidly and crashing into mountains near the city of Wuzhou. Investigators are now searching for the plane's black boxes, the flight data and cockpit voice recorders, to try to determine what caused the crash. The plane, with 132 people on board, had been in the air for about an hour, cruising at an altitude of just over 29,000 feet. But just over 2 minutes later, the flight tracking service, Flight Radar 24, showed it had descended to 9,075 feet. 20 seconds later, its last tracked altitude was just 3,225 feet. The weather was reported to be partly cloudy with good visibility. A rescue official says the plane disintegrated and caused a fire in some bamboo trees. Wu Ling is with the Wuzhou Fire Rescue Department.
So far, a rescue team of 120 vehicles and 622 members have arrived at the accident site. The site is ringed on three sides by mountains without access to power supply, so the lighting conditions are very poor. The search and rescue work are now in full swing.
Chinese state television has reported that there were no foreigners on board. At Guangzhou Airport, around a dozen people waited in an area set aside for relatives of the passengers. Mr. Yan is a colleague of passenger Mr. Tan.
His relatives had very mixed feelings when I broke the news, and they were sobbing. His mother didn't believe this had happened. After I confirmed the news to her, she was sobbing. Then she said she will be here as soon as possible, because she was very sad. Her boy was only 29 years old.
China Eastern Airlines has set up a hotline for people seeking information and has expressed its deep condolences for the passengers and crew members who died. The airline has also grounded its entire fleet of 737-800 aircraft. This aircraft type was first produced in the late 1990s and has a strong safety record. Aviation analyst Robert Springarn says there's no connection to the 737 MAX, which is a newer version of the 737, which was grounded for more than a year and a half after a design flaw caused two major accidents in Indonesia and Ethiopia.
This is not a 737 MAX, which is the latest generation of the 737. So I think for some folks may not be aware of the fact that the aircraft, the 737 model, has iterated, if you will, over the years. There have been several generations. This particular aircraft is a 737-800 aircraft that was introduced in the late 1990s. The aircraft itself that crashed earlier today was delivered new in 2015, so it's about 6 years old, but the model has over 20 years of experience and has a relatively positive, strong track record. So this is not a MAX. And frankly, the system that was at the core of the MAX situation is not on this aircraft.
Australia lifted a ban on the 737 MAX last year, and the aircraft model should be flying here when the low-cost carrier Bonza begins its services, and Virgin Australia also plans to use the 737 MAX. But in China, there's still a ban on the MAX, and Robert Springarn suspects the investigation into this crash could delay any decision on allowing the MAX to fly in China.
Bear in mind that the Chinese authorities have not yet reinstated the MAX aircraft, and the MAX accounts, the Chinese MAX orders account for, we would estimate, something around 20% of Boeing's business there. It is important for Boeing to start redelivering the MAX into China. And while we were all expecting this to happen very soon, with this accident, I would guess that it will be delayed until the investigation identifies a cause of the accident. In other words, I don't know that the Chinese regulators and authorities would want to reinstate the MAX until they've got some answers on this 737-800 situation.
Greg Diet, SBS News.